Philly's hip hop and R&B. I'm Mina Say What. Saturday afternoon. This is Mina's house. Little Mo is in the building.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, hey.
Poppin'.
Girl, you a Philadelphian out here. You from Philly, man. You be in these streets, man.
Yeah, pretty much for the past 3 years, but in and out. So it's like Philly, Baltimore, USA, everywhere.
Right. You get the check, Little Mo.
I'm surprised I still have a voice because we literally just got back from L.A. for the premiere of the new show.
Right.
Marriage Bootcamp Hip Hop Edition. So if I sound like Meek Mill, because my voice is Forgive me.
Nah. And you was turning up with my guy Jamil McLean last night.
I was literally sitting here trying to piece my life back together because I was trying to figure out how we got home.
Right.
What happened? All we had was that 1942 flow. That stuff is real.
Right.
I don't remember anything. I was making sure my wig was all the way on. You said I'm good. I'm just making sure because it was so much that happened in my life in the past 24 hours. I'm just glad to be alive.
Listen, well, I'm happy that you're here.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you came despite what's going on in your personal life.
Yeah.
I definitely wanted to talk to you because I seen that you on TV again, girl. You get a TV check.
Won't I chase a TV check?
Yes, you sure will.
I stay with a TV show. One thing you know for sure is every year you're going to see this face on the thizzle. So
you're on WeTV, right? Yeah. Thursday nights.
Yeah.
Right? Marriage Boot Camp.
Yep.
And you and your husband, Carl Dargan, are out here, trying to work on your marriage, right?
Yeah, for the whole world to see. So it's Marriage Boot Camp Hip Hop Edition. So a lot of people was like, oh, is it Love and Hip Hop? I was like, no, it's not Love and Hip Hop. But the other four couples that are on there are from one of the Love and Hip Hop franchises. So we're Love and Hip Hop New York.
Right.
Tammy and Waka Flocka.
Right.
Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Soulja Boy.
He was on Hollywood, right? Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. Soulja Boy.
Right.
Mania, Fizz.
Right.
And Tiffany Chow. What did I tell you? They're from Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, as well as Sean and Dime. They're from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Right.
So get us in a house in the middle of nowhere in California. Like the whole beginning to end, that process, we trusted it, but you'll see.
Has it helped you?
Yeah, I would say it helped a lot, but you'll see, because it might be, everybody's like, well, we already know y'all back together. I was like, I might watch that thing halfway through and be like, you know what?
I'm mad all over again.
I'm upset, and I just need my space, and I need to keep it moving. But at the end of the day, like, they let you know, we're not here to make your marriage perfect. We're here to fix, like, tweak it. Because a lot of people didn't have issues like you think, or some people didn't had the issues I would at least expect it.
Mm.
Like, on the first episode, you see how they gave us the rooms and stuff. Everybody's rooms was, I would say, conducive to the storyline that you gave them.
Mm.
So when we first walked in our room, after they, like, basically was like, all right, all that VIP stuff, that's down the drain. Like, now real life sets in. I'm thinking it was going to be like every other show. We're going to stay somewhere, and then we're going to film every day. I did not know that we were going to be in a house
mm-hmm.
with the other couples. And I watched the other seasons, but I just didn't put it together. And that you would have no TV, no radio.
No, you got to work on your marriage.
Yeah.
This is real.
I'm thinking it's going to be 10 days. No, it was...
It was a boot camp.
Yeah, for real, for real. So I was just like, whoa. So
did you get anything out of this? Like, are you and Carl stronger because of this show?
I would say communication-wise, we really went there for communication.
Right.
Because sometimes you'll lose sight of how to talk to one another.
Mm-hmm.
And sending a text message when you're mad, just like, I'm upset, or... You know, just sometimes you don't know what type of tone or type time somebody's on when they send you a text.
Right.
So you just learn how to communicate.
Yeah.
So
we'll talk about it. Little Mo is here. Marriage Boot Camp. It's on WeTV. Yeah. We're going to talk about that. Some of the other shows you've been on. Queen Naija.
Who?
Ooh, girl, you shaking.
I'm going to get the people riled up. Because I'll tell you some people that I've never met in real life. And I've never realized the power of my words,
yes.
my persuasion, and I was on the toilet.
We'll talk. Lil Mo is here in Mina's house here on Boom. It's Mina's house here on Boom, 103.9 Philly's hip hop and R&B, and ASAP Rocky Winning Weekend. Mm. Little Mo is here.
Yeah.
She's on the new show, Marriage Boot Camp, on WeTV. It's the hip hop edition, 10 p.m. Thursday nights. First episode just aired this past weekend.
Yes.
So you've been on a couple of shows now talking about your relationship with Dynamite, who's from Philly. He's a boxer. You've been on Couples Court, Loving Hip Hop.
Yeah.
Yes, girl. We were watching your
R&B
Couples
Divas.
Court thing, R&B Divas. Yeah. So, like, a lot of it is centered around the fact of the infidelity and, yeah. and kind of the trust issues, right? Yeah. When you guys film these things and are very open and honest about your relationship and your marriage, which yeah. a lot of other women and people and men really identify with because we're all going through the same things.
Yeah.
How do you then go home and lay with this man every day after you've just kind of aired everything out on TV?
See, by the time you guys see it, the issue is already usually handled.
Okay.
Or... it's really, I don't know, I guess because by the time you guys get it, it's already done. So we like literally have to relive half the stuff. Half the stuff is either old, fabricated, hyped up. Because once social media gets it, that's what people run with.
Mm.
And so I was just like, you know, like at the end of the day, I guess with everyone in the industry, that's one of the most common issues.
Right.
It's never everything else. It's never... oh, they got sexual tension going on, or they got this. It's always an infidelity issue, and it's always geared at pointing the finger at the men. I'm just so glad, as was told to me, us females are stealth enough that that we don't just get caught up. Men get caught up, like, and it's just like, we just show you how we work through it.
Yeah.
With Marriage Boot Camp, it was more intense than the way it was on Love & Hip Hop. And Couples Court, like, that was... lit.
Right, right. So do you at this point think that he's cheating? Like, do you trust him?
The reason why I can't give my answer is because that's what we did on Marriage Boot Camp and that weekend up yet. But I'll tell you this. We all take what they call polygraph lie detector tests.
Yeah.
And there were certain questions that I asked because when we did it on Couples Court, I'll just tell y'all now, I was like, that's not how lie detector tests really be going, but I get it. They have to
on
do a
couples
show.
Couples Court?
Yeah. I was like, is the thing even plugged up?
Like, so it was fugazi, basically. It's
like,
fake.
I'm trying to figure out like what's really going on, and because you know I know we gotta give a good show.
Right.
So with that, I would say that was a cute look. That would be like a commercial break to the real story. So that was like a filler inner while we were filming Love & Hip Hop.
Yeah.
So we needed that. So that Love & Hip Hop could be lit.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Couples
so,
Court.
Yeah. Because they keep on showing, and I'm just like,
yeah,
I saw y'all in Divorce Court. I said, that's not Divorce Court.
This Couples Court. Y'all trying to figure it out. Right, right. So at this point, you and him are good. You know, you guys have your 8 kids together. You are here with your kids today.
Yeah,
3 of them. They're cute.
Thank
you know. So and you guys are always together. So you are good despite what we're seeing
despite
on TV.
Despite what y'all see and the way it pans and the way it plays out in front of you guys. We filmed that back in August. So a lot has transpired since then. Like, what's crazy is like literally once we were done filming, we were just like, what did we just do?
Mm.
And it's almost just like when you're going through a healing process, because even though some of the stuff be old, when you have to relive it again and dig into your childhood and go back and then figure out like, dang, did I marry the devil? Am I sleeping next to the enemy?
Mm.
And then I'll be wondering when I reveal certain things to him, like, would the whole dichotomy of your relationship change once you start revealing
right.
Because we're all like onions. There's so many layers to me.
Uh-huh.
Some that I chose to choose to show the world, but there's some I don't want nobody to see. And then with him being my husband, I'd be like, dang, I wonder if I could trust him enough to tell him that this happened to me and he won't hold it against me
right.
and throw it up in my face later.
Right.
Because just think, for everything that he's done, I can... and if I wanted to, I could do 10 times worse.
But you don't.
I don't.
Right, right.
And you'll never find out.
So it's that's just right. Like, well, Lil Mo is here. We're going to continue talking about the R&B landscape now and some other things. You're here, Lil Mo. She's on a new show, Marriage Boot Camp, on WeTV Thursday nights. Boom 103.9, Lee's Hip Hop and R&B. I'm Mina Say What, Mina's House. Saturday afternoon, Lil Mo is here.
Yes.
We've been talking about her new show, Marriage Boot Camp, on WeTV Thursday nights, 10 p.m.
Yes.
So a lot of people, a lot of celebrities are on this show, like hip hop people.
Yeah.
Who did you and Carl kind of like really take to? Because you're all stuck in the same house.
Yeah, everybody was pretty much cool. Everybody just gleaned from each other. And I would say closest, I would say Waka and Tammy, only because she's from Baltimore. That's like family. But then I got close with Dime. Like, everybody wound up being cool.
I like Dime.
I really love
her. And watching her on Love & Hip Hop and just watching her kind of change and grow.
Her maturity.
Yes.
But she's still with
right.
you know what. Like, she still got hands.
Right.
Because Yeah, she, one thing she don't play about is her man,
uh-huh, and her baby.
Money, and her baby.
Right, it should be.
Yes.
I want to talk about the landscape of R&B because you sang, you know. So, and we know that, you know, when I first interviewed you years ago, I was like, girl, I had your CD at the time. You had the pink backdrop with the long braids.
That was, based on a true story.
Yep. Yeah, I remember as a kid getting it, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, you've been singing for a long time, and now R&B has changed a little bit. It went away, then came back.
It's changed a lot.
Yeah, how do you feel about what's going on right now in R&B?
Because, well, with the business, you already know change. Every, usually 5 years, it's a shift.
Right.
So, it'll come to that point. As much as people say, oh, I don't like all that bubblegum music, it has to have its time. Mm-hmm. So, people could want the real back. A&R's change, and they're bringing more of the younger people in, which is cool, but a lot of them don't come from music. They just come from social media, or they'll find an act, bring them to the label, and then they'll get this heavy position that they're not even qualified for. So what it is that the music industry always goes through that quality-quantity shift.
Mm.
Then we want the quality music back, like from the 90s. Everybody wants that 90s feel back. Even though I came out the beginning of 2000, the millennium, people just like, nah, but you was right there with that 90s. I made that cutoff.
Right.
So being with Missy and being around like that kind of music and just everything that she's taught me in the industry, I made the last people that have common sense in the music industry. We had artist development. We went through PR.
Right.
So I could say crazy stuff, but I know how to back it up. A lot of these people say stuff, and then next thing you know, when it don't go over as they planned it, next thing you know, they go on social media, then all of a sudden they quit the music industry I wouldn't say to tease anybody or taunt, but people are playing with suicide a little too much for my liking, because I've been there. And when people say that, and then people are like, oh, they ain't gonna kill themselves, oh, they ain't gonna, you just never know.
Right.
85% of the people that speak of suicide or are suicidal, it's honestly, it's not for attention, so you could be looking, it's because there's a part that's hurting.
They're crying
and
out.
Yeah, and you have to pay attention to that.
Right.
So with all of these artists that are saying, well, I'm about to log off and kill myself, I'm just like, yo.
Because there's nothing that is preparing them for this world that they're being thrown into.
So they throw them.
Right, and then they're in this world and they don't know how to deal with everything that's going on.
And a lot of people, that's why I wish they had a mental health evaluation questionnaire that they made you fill out and do with the doctor before you even could get a deal or post anything and go viral. Because there's so many people suffering with, I would say, a lot of people can't handle real life. So a lot of people, they're put into this and they come from nothing. So then when you have it all, you can lose it all.
Right.
But besides losing the money and the fame, a lot of people have lost their damn mind.
Their mind.
And that's something you can't get back.
Little Mo is here. We're going to continue talking to her. And I also have your opportunity to win ASAP Rocky tickets. Caller number 3-215-263-1039. If you can tell me the answer to this question, you're going to go see ASAP Rocky. Name someone else on Marriage Bootcamp with Little Mo. I'm getting the winner up next. Now it's flipped to narrow. Little Mo is still here. Yes, rock star here on Boom 103.9, Philly's Hip Hop and R&B. It's Mina's house. I'm Mina. Say what? Big shout out to Emily from Doylestown, PA. She won tickets to go see ASAP Rocky on Tuesday, January 15th at the Leah Chorus Center, because it is an ASAP Rocky winning weekend. My girl Little Mo is here with me. Real quickly, I want to talk about Queen Naija, because you watched her on the Soul Train Awards and were very...
I saw the clips. I didn't even see those.
Okay. So talk to me about that, because you didn't feel like her singing was up to par. She shouldn't have been involved in the R&B cypher.
Yeah, that cypher, I've never seen that before. But when cyphers, when we did them, like, you pass the mic and you have to, you already know, don't put me after this person. Let me go first, get it over with.
Right.
And then maybe bring me back in. When they used to do the end, remember they used to have them Queen of R&B things, and at the end everybody just, when they were singing Whitney Houston and I'm Every Woman, and they pass the mic, and if somebody sounded a mess, we'd be like, no baby, let pass it past them. It was certain people that I sang circles around, because I'm just like, I know that I come from the Kelly Prices, the Faith Evans, those are my friends, the Fantasias, those are the people I hang around. So when you put Kelly Price in the cypher, you just like, oh my god, who's up next? And the way that the person DM'd me the videos, they had Kelly first and sent the, I guess, the Queen Naija one last. And I was like, not that she sounded terrible, but being on the same stage with Kelly Price, if you ain't coming out bust, just go first, get it over with, and leave.
You're crazy.
I just think that whole cypher was a setup. And I just felt like, I think they said she's pregnant.
Yes, she is pregnant.
And so I'm just like, pregnant? Your diaphragm is compromised. Your breathing is all over the place. It's so many things that you have to take in accountability. I would have asked him. I would have said, listen, I don't want to do the cipher because y'all not going to throw me in the lion's den. I'm not Daniel. Don't do me like that. Give me the opportunity to be able to shine, because I just don't feel like they gave her that opportunity to shine. But that's people being greedy and hype and just be like, all right, we'll do it. When they could have said, let her perform her own songs. And then next year, they should have had either a new school cipher and an old school cipher with maybe Kelly, Kiki. Because people say, oh, you mad because you wasn't on it. I don't care if I'm not invited to anything else. Everything that I want to do, I'm a part of. And everything that I don't care, I turn down things too. And a lot of people, and I really don't be mad, literally was on the toilet looking at the videos and I was like, okay, my kids love her to death, Queen Naija. Am I saying it right?
Yes, you are.
I'm trying to shade. But I was just like, I didn't know that she was an artist. My daughters watch her on YouTube. So I was just like, okay. So
her background is she's always been singing, right? But okay. Then she got her fame from YouTube and being in this relationship. Gotcha. So that's why it was easy for her to kind of put out a couple of singles and get on the charts, because she's been singing for a long time. But YouTube was just the platform that put her out there.
Okay, because yeah. Now that YouTube, a lot of people are getting this, and I didn't know that. So when they said that she was a singer, I was just like, okay, I was thinking it's going to be a fly-by-night thing. But then before that, my uncle is John P. King. Mm-hmm. So this is how we're going to dig deep. That song that she, you don't have to worry. That's my uncle's whole melody. Like, the whole song is stolen. So while they going through that, I was just like, wait a minute. So we stealing songs, and then they throwing her. It just felt like whoever, once you got to realize, once they start lining you up and set you up, I always say, who did you piss off that they just putting you in anything just to get you on out the way? And like, being pregnant is not a handicap, but I didn't know that they, like, the way that they did us, and I was married and I was pregnant, they made us hide everything. It just used to be a mess. So I'm just like, what are y'all doing to this girl? Y'all got her on YouTube, and I don't know, did the boy break up with her, or was, I don't know,
their relationship didn't work out. It played out on YouTube. Then she made a first song about it.
And that's the one, the medicine.
Right.
Okay.
So then now she's with another man. His name is Clarence.
And that's the one.
And
okay,
now
so
that she's pregnant from him.
So she just go around getting pregnant.
Don't, come on. No, I'm Mom, just don't do that.
If I, no,
she
I'm
was
just,
with her first husband a long time. They were married. Yeah.
So now
they
she's just, with a second. But right. I'm just telling you, don't little mo yourself. Don't keep on having babies. And have, I have a discography. I have hits and I have things. But just be careful with that. Not saying that having children, that's a blessing, but don't just be having them because, and you going through something, and now I'm a level up and I'm gonna have a baby by the boy. I don't know what he does, but I know that they posted something and he was like, who that talk about me? And my husband was like, oh, that's my wife. See, now he gonna catch a fade that he don't realize that he gonna catch, because he joined in the female business. That's what I be saying. Like, people got to be careful. I don't know what her new husband does or whatever he does, but it seems like he wants to be more pregnant than her.
So now, have you guys talked about this?
I've never met her a day in my life.
Okay, so you said what you said. She said what she said.
I don't even know what she said. I just said, just be pregnant and just know that this industry, they'll line you up. Just pay attention, because I know some people that's in high positions that was just like, if she don't know who you are as far as like politically, they said her team is nasty. Once I got the backstory, they was just like, they treat people a kind of way. Then when they find out that you're this and that, or a program director, or whatever you are, then they be nice. So I just be like, just watch your back, shorty.
Little Mo is here.
Yeah.
Always speaking her mind. And we love it. She's going to continue to talk about her new show on WE TV. Yeah. And I want to talk about this King of R&B thing.
Who, Jacquees?
Wait, girl, wait, hold it. We don't got no more time. Saturday afternoon in Mina's house, Boom 103.9. Philly Sip Hop and R&B. I'm Mina. Say what, my girl Lil Mo kicking it with me like basically all day.
Yeah.
You got the kids, the husband out in the lounge,
as long
chilling.
As they behaving, I'm just checking them time, so
we're
good to go.
We got donuts for them and everything.
Yes.
So I want to pick your brain about this King of R&B thing. Okay. Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Okay, so when everything was happening, I was actually with Jacquees that day.
Oh, wow.
Because I had to sing at his mom's wedding. It was, like, probably one of the best weddings.
He told me about that wedding.
And it was, like, so nice. So, like, the day that he posted it, I'm like, talk heavy, young boy. And I just think that everybody took it out of context. He said the King of R&B for this I would say this generation. What is this, Generation Z or X? Whatever it is,
something.
The millennials. Because like he said, he didn't come out when Chris Brown came out. Chris been out for like 10 years. So for this generation, he got it on lock. And I would say, honestly, from his songs, his structure, and he was touring before, you know, his songs started taking off. I think he too was from YouTube and SoundCloud and stuff like that. I was just like, I think that he's proving his point. But it honestly ruffled some feathers, and everybody came out the woodwork. I even saw what the boy to sing Bed, and they thought he was ballet.
Right.
Jay Holiday. And it was like, he's like, no, they ain't ballet. But I literally saw.
He came out the woodwork.
He didn't even have no teeth on the side. I was like, what's up, the boy? What's up, honey? No, but I was feeling the type of way. But then I saw them, who they crowned the king, which was Robert Kelly. That happened.
I don't know who crowned that, because that wasn't my crown.
Tank posted it.
That's not valid to me. If I'm gonna crown anybody, I think it's Chris Brown, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's who, if you gonna talk about talk, because he's out here, he got albums out, he got singles
movies
out. Like you wanna talk. Some of these other people haven't put relevant things out in a long time.
And I'm like, who does the picking? Like, who's the one? Like, even with those ciphers and stuff, I'm like, who's over that committee that picks
Black Twitter?
I just saw.
Yes! But everybody in Black Twitter didn't vote because
they didn't.
R. Kelly's canceled. So
he been canceled. That's why I was just trying to figure out. Everybody must be bird boxing and lifting their blindfolds up because he been canceled. And so a lot of people thought that, even when I was saying stuff on social media, I was like, I'm not in support of anybody. I was like, I told y'all from the jump, I don't like none of these people. But as Robert being the king, everybody, like, one thing, because I don't, that has nothing, I'm not trying to say it don't have nothing to do with me. It technically doesn't. But I've even been places and in the studio, and females have walked in. I said, hey, ain't nobody got school in the morning? Like, where are y'all parents?
Mm.
And I've shut down a lot of stuff, be like, no, like, you better watch your back, because I've seen this chick before, and she gonna line you up.
Mm.
So unless you, and a lot of these people, they don't mind cutting checks to thoughts. That's the part I don't understand. So I mind my business and I keep my family close. But I literally had my dad pray for my family to keep the spirit of perversion, persuasion, and just like keep that away from me and my children, because it is so prevalent in this music industry. That's why they say sex sells, but then as soon as you start selling it and people going to pay for it, then it becomes a problem. Mm. It's just like so much stuff that needs to be cleaned up.
Yeah.
So I think Jacquees is the king.
Okay, thank you. I was waiting for the answer.
Kids, yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yes,
little Mo is here. We're going to talk about her new single and wrap things up coming up in about 15 to 16 minutes.
Okay.
Amina, say what? Here on Boom 103.
How much money you got?
Oh, man. That's it. You got to go. Little Mo is here in Mina's house. Boom 103.9. Philly's Hip Hop and R&B. Amina, say what?
Yep.
Little Mo, you've been kicking it with me like all afternoon. I appreciate you so much.
No problem.
Listen, you bought the hubby. He's sleeping in the lounge right now.
My other son sleep under the chair. The baby is like, can I come in there? Can I say something on the microphone?
Let him come in here.
Child,
tell him to come in here. Come here. He over there by himself. You want to get on the microphone? Go ahead. Tell us something.
What you want to say?
You got to be ready, okay?
Say what's up.
Don't be shy.
What's your name?
My name is Catboy.
Your name is Catboy?
It's all right. So, Mo, before you get up out of here, tell me what's going on with your music. You got a single coming up with Wiz Khalifa. What's happening with that?
We just waiting for that clearance to go through because, you know, like, one thing about me is I'm adamant about paperwork. Because that's the reason
you will get sued.
Yeah, and because of what happened to me in the past with some of my biggest records, that paperwork wasn't right. So I got to make sure it's right. But I just love Wiz's team. So I have my whole EP that I'm dropping at the end of Marriage Bootcamp. So for the next it's 10 weeks for Marriage Bootcamp. So at the last week, I'm going to drop my whole EP. But that's entitled Separation Anxiety.
Wow.
And my whole movement now, it goes along with the storyline for Marriage Bootcamp, because I never dug into my dark side before. I always sang in Power and Superwoman and Put It On Me and I Want to Be in Love, Can You Live With It, Loving Me for Life and Where's the Hot Boys. But then when you have to dig into the dark side, which I would say I display on Marriage Bootcamp, my first single entitled The Plug is like, it will unplug, and you know, stuff gets real. And you have to watch the show to really, like, understand.
So the music is a setup from the show.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. So you have, like,
so
a whole plan.
So it's like the soundtrack to the show from my point of view.
Okay.
Because I know Tammy's putting out a project, and so is Dime. And so is Soulja Boy. And I believe Waka may come out of retirement, but... It's just like
he be retired for like 2 years.
He be retired, but like they be booking him for like 2 weeks straight to go to like.
Well, he does all that EDM stuff, yes. That Steve Aoki stuff.
Do you
now
know how much they get paid for that?
I know.
I'm about to I'm about to EDM. I'm
gonna
go to law school. I'm doing all of that.
I saw that. So you really going to law school? You're gonna be an attorney?
That's what I really honestly wanted to do, but the Little Mo thing happened once I dropped out of hair school in New York, and I had 1,000 hours in. I had 500 left, but Missy Elliott wanted me to go on tour. So ever since then, in 1998, I've been the grind hasn't stopped for the past, 20 years?
Yeah, so
21 years, actually.
The project is called Separation Anxiety, and it's coming out when?
We're looking at March 14th.
That's when boot camp ends.
Yeah, around that time. Okay. So, even if I don't drop the whole project, then it's because, like, now, I don't know, once people see you popping a little bit, then everybody want to do a song. So, so I got Wiz Khalifa on the plug. I have the actual title song, Separation Anxiety, with Fabolous.
Okay.
So we're just
look at
to
that.
Get
I love
you
know, that. Reunited. And it feels so good.
Yeah!
I'm going to let you sing it, girl.
I want you on my label.
You don't want me on your label, girl. Your label will take. Listen, you want to write a rap for me? I can rap for you.
For real?
Yeah, girl. I'm not a rapper, but I can read lyrics.
Shoot, the way the wave
is going now, the industry.
I'm like, yo, all we got to do is put it out, and you already got the radio.
Right.
It's lit. Real talk. Let's talk. No, but I just with the music, TV, motherhood, everything is pretty much sold up. So I'm just like, oh, now you want to talk? How did he log on? He done got Fortnite on your computer.
Oh my God, these
like,
kids are smart.
Said?
Girl, you go take care of the kids and your husband. The project is coming, Little Mo. I appreciate you for coming through.
Thank you, Mina.
You have a great weekend. Thank you, baby. You be good to your mama, okay? You behave. All right, and y'all have a great week. DJ Caesar's coming up next. I'll talk to you tomorrow. It's Boom.